Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening with the Highland Radio News at 5.30. I'm Ryan Brawley. A look at today's headlines. New figures from the National Treatment Purchase Fund shows the lengths of various waiting lists at Letterkenny University Hospital. Volunteer crews from Loughswilly RNLI responded to two separate incidents on Wednesday evening. The IFA is calling for emergency funding to help transport fodder supplies to farmers who need it. And a Donegal woman who contested the 2019 local elections has spoken about the difficulty of being a first-time candidate. All these stories in full and more coming up, and we'll have an update of all the sport with Dermot Doherty at around a quarter to six. But first, new figures from the National Treatment Purchase Fund shows the lengths of various waiting lists at Letterkenny University Hospital. The figures, which are correct of July the 30th, cover a number of different waiting lists broken down as monthly figures. With the detail, here's Eamon Torsney.
There were 1,839 patients waiting for GI endoscopy, with 1,431 waiting up to 6 months. 15 patients have been waiting for more than 18 months. The inpatient and day case list stood at 3,733 patients, including 69 children. 2,561 patients have been waiting up to 6 months, while 22 have been waiting more than 18 months. None of those waiting that long were children. There were 207 patients waiting for inpatient day case GI endoscopy. 196 had been waiting up to 6 months, while 2 had been waiting more than 18 months. There were 355 patients on the general inpatient day case list. 284 had been waiting up to 6 months, while 6 patients had been waiting more than 18 months. The largest waiting list was for outpatient appointments, with 14,290 patients waiting, including 1,105 children.
Volunteer crews from Loughswilly RNLI responded to two separate incidents on Wednesday evening. The lifeboat was first launched after a request from Malinhead Coast Guard after two red flares were spotted in the Port Ronan area, southwest of Malinhead. A search found no sign of anyone in difficulty. The crew was then retasked to assist a 28-foot vessel with two people on board, southwest of Dunaff Head. The vessel had become disabled after a line fouled its propeller. Although the line was removed, the engine could not be restarted. With daylight fading and the tide ebbing, the lifeboat crew decided the safest option was to tow the vessel to Rathmullen. The tow began shortly after 9 o'clock, with the vessel safely secured at Rathmullen pontoon at 11:40. The earlier flare sightings were also investigated by Coast Guard crews from Greencastle, with no further concerns found. The IFA is calling for emergency funding to help transport fodder supplies to farmers who need it. The Irish Farmers Association is calling on the Minister for Agriculture to call a meeting of the Fodder Crisis Committee, as the dry spell has stalled grass growth in some parts of the country. There are concerns some livestock farmers will run out of animal feed, as they're already using up winter fodder stock. IFA President Francie Gorman visited farms in 7 counties yesterday and saw many are running low.
Farmers are using fodder now that they would normally use in the winter period. For example, I was on a sheep with a sheep farmer below in Waterford yesterday that's using up to 20 bales of silage a week and a ton of concentrates a week to feed just his ewes, to keep them in condition to be able to get them back fit for breeding. Now, in a normal year, he would never do that. If you're a dairy farmer or a livestock farmer, you could be spending up to 300 or 400 euro a day extra feeding your livestock. I think compared to 2018, farmers would have prioritised making extra fodder in a much greater way. But I think what we're looking for, bluntly, is to see the Fodder and Food Security Committee convened immediately so we could assess the problem. And then you're looking at subvention of possible fodder from parts of the country that it's in to parts of the country that it's not. From my visit yesterday, I think there's no doubt that we need a transport subsidy system to move the fodder from A to B. Because of the cost of fuel in particular now, moving fodder from the likes of Mayo to Wexford is a very expensive process to go through. But it wouldn't cost a huge amount. And to incentivise that and to make sure that maybe farmers who have it to sell will be able to get properly paid for it. Because in general, fodder is not expensive. It's the cost of moving it from A to B.
A Donegal woman who contested the 2019 local elections has spoken about the difficulty of being a first-time candidate, saying it took a long time for her to recover from the experience. Eimear McGuinness, the MART manager in Donegal Town, contested the Donegal Municipal District for Fianna Fáil. She was eliminated on the 8th count with 631 votes. Speaking on today's Greg Hughes show during a Friday panel discussion on the campaign to have more women elected, Eimear McGuinness said it was particularly difficult trying to get a foothold in a major party.
There's a lot of trauma involved with it. I wasn't the better of it for a long, long time. The abuse you get. And then the whole work, like the lead up to it, canvassing. Canvassing is a whole other, and you're doing that on top of your day job, by the way. And you're going around to all these houses. Some of the houses might run you from the door, depending on what party you're from. And that in itself is very hard on a person. The parties as well. Are they putting you forward to get a seat that you're possibly not going to get? If you're also a new candidate running, another thing I found was very hard. I was up against elected representatives that had all the money would seem to be handed out before the elections for all these different groups and roads and whatnot. It all seemed to be held to be just before the election. So I'm competing with somebody else running for election who is able to walk in or do this announcement in the newspaper that they've done this and they've done that. And I suppose people looking at it, if you're looking to elect somebody, and I've seen that from people that were very honest, you know, you're going in there, what will you be able to do? Whereas this one has all this and is able to do X, Y, and Z, or, you know, and plus, I don't think it was happening to me being a woman, though. I think it was just I didn't have the leverage, plus the fact it was complicated with there was two or three Fianna Fáil candidates running.
The number of children waiting for spinal surgery reduced to 199 last month. New figures from the Children's Health Ireland say the average wait time for an outpatient department appointment is just under 4 months, down from nearly 7.5 at the same time in 2025. CHI says its overall aim is to reduce waiting times for patients. Co-lead of the Paediatric Advocacy Group for Children with Spina Bifida and Hydrocephalus, Amanda Coughlin, says while she welcomes any decline, there are still large numbers of children waiting.
While they're saying that there has been a decline and families are waiting less than 4 months for a first-time appointment, I think it's important to recognise that there's still 208 families remaining on the surgical spinal waiting list since July 2026. And that's CHI's own numbers. There's 199 in CHI and there's 9 in CAPA. So that's CHI's own numbers. So while any decline is great, there is still a huge number of children waiting. CHI set their own target of 540 spinal procedures to be completed in 2026. They've only completed 279 to date. To meet their own target in the last 5 months of the year, when we experienced massive declines, massive delays in access to surgery because of the winter vomiting bug, because of flu season, that means that they need to do another 261 procedures to meet their own target. That's not achievable.
Ishke Éireann are appealing for people in Donegal to continue using water responsibly amid warm and dry conditions. As a hosepipe ban is in place until August the 26th, the utility has thanked residents across the northwest for their responsible use, which has reduced demand on the network. They add that the Pedigo public water supply scheme is being closely monitored, with tankering ongoing. Mairead Conlon, asset manager at Ishke Éireann, says a decision will be made on the water conservation order closer to the 26th.
We have had recovery in the northwest area, but if we look at the southeast, we have had very little rain. When we're looking at water conservation orders, we don't want to put them in place, say, if we don't have to. We do understand it is a significant impact to customers, and we really appreciate when customers work with us on them. So we don't want to put it in place if we don't have to. So we won't be making the decision until nearer the time when we can look at the long-term weather forecast, and the weather forecast change all the time.
There were almost 40 more anti-race hate crimes reported to Gardaí last year compared to 2024. Around 780 hate crimes and hate-related incidents were reported in 2025, up 15% on the previous year. It's the highest number recorded since Gardaí began collating the figures 5 years ago. 16% of hate crime reports came from the northwestern region. Director of the Irish Network Against Racism, Shane O'Curry, says the increase in reporting could point to two things.
I'd always look with an increase in hate crime statistics with mixed feelings. You know, on the one hand, you know, this could mean that more people are experiencing racist violence and other forms of violence based on their identity. On the other hand, it could be, as the Garda say, that people are reporting more.
A funding appeal to provide replacement equipment to defibrillators in the Twin Towns smashed its target in under 24 hours. Owner of Donegal Safety Training Solutions, Aidan Thompson, launched the fundraiser yesterday to purchase new pads for each device to ensure they remain in working order. The drive follows an incident recently in Ballybuffet when a participant in a football match became unwell and required the use of a defibrillator. Of the €1,700 needed, he has now raised €4,000. Aidan explains how the extra funding will be used.
Every day in Ireland, about 12 to 15 people will go into cardiac arrest. And they're proven to save lives, and we're very, very lucky that the people of the Twin Towns have been very generous in the past. And you know, this can happen to anybody. It could be a tourist going through the town. It could be, you know, one of our own family members. It could be one of our kids on a football pitch, for example. So having these things available really make a huge difference.
It is a GoFundMe. Where can people find more information, or what should they search to find this?
If you go on to Facebook and just search for Aidan Thompson, you'll see a link to the GoFundMe there. People are already contributing to it, which I'm very grateful for. As I said, the target is €1,780, which is not a big amount in the grand scheme of things, but if there's any excess money raised, that money will go towards potentially buying another machine if there's enough money raised, or buying life-saving equipment, the likes of resus masks and stuff like that, which I'm thinking about, and first aid kits, public access first aid kits as well, which we might put into the community as well. Donate, I would be extremely grateful. And if you search for Aidan Thompson on Facebook, you'll find a link to the GoFundMe there.
Highland Sports is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports, Letterkenny. Shop in store or online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 6:15 here in Highland Radio, and it's time to go over to the sports desk and say good evening to Dermot Doherty.
Thank you very much, Ryan. Mark English woke up this morning as European champion, and it's a feeling, the Letterkenny man says, he's still trying to put into words. English, who runs out of Finn Valley AC, claimed a first ever European gold with a stunning win in last night's 800 metres final at the European Athletics Championships in Birmingham. And speaking on the Greg Hughes Show via video link this morning, Mark said victory at a major tournament gives him peace of mind knowing he has achieved something truly special.
Brilliant to wake up as European champion. Still struggling to put it into words, but it's a good feeling. I'm still almost in the mindset of just trying to focus on what it takes to get here, as opposed to thinking about the aftermath and the emotions that come with it. So it'll take me a while to process it all, but it's brilliant to do it in front of such a great Irish crowd. And so many people who just personally supported me over the years were there last night. And yeah, as I say, it's just an amazing feeling. It just gives me peace of mind, I think, personally, more than anything, because I knew what I was capable of doing and I hadn't done it. So that's just why I really wanted to get the gold medal yesterday, just to make me personally satisfied with my career to this point. So yeah, it's amazing. And I'm still struggling to put it into words. I got 3 hours sleep last night, so it's difficult, but I am struggling to put it into words at the minute.
There you go, Mark English. That full interview is available to listen back to over on our website at highlandradio.com. Another Finn Valley AC runner, Arlene Crossan, ran for Ireland in heat one of the women's 4x400 metres relay earlier on. Crossan was alongside Sophie Becker, Jenna Breen and Cleena Manning, but the quartet finished eighth and didn't progress. Well, Kate O'Connor continues her pursuit of a gold medal in the women's heptathlon. The Dundalk native is in second place and lines up in the shot put from 25 to 8 before she races in the 200 metres at 5 to 9. The silver medalist at the World Championships got her campaign underway in Birmingham this morning. She had PBs in the 110 metre hurdles and the high jump. And there was drama in the men's 1500 metres earlier. Andrew Coscarin booked his place in the final, but there was disappointment and frustration for Cahill Doyle, who suffered a fall in the opening heat. The Dubliner was going well until he hit the deck in the penultimate lap amid suggestions that he may have been clipped from behind. He picked himself up and completed the race in order to lodge an appeal, but this was unsuccessful. Doyle also suffered a fall at the European Indoors last year. Well, the evening's action for Team Ireland at the European Aquatics Championships is underway. Around about now, Mona McSharry has an opportunity to secure another medal when she lines up in the women's 200 metres breaststroke final. McSharry, who won a silver medal in the 100 metres breaststroke earlier this week, well, she's joined by her Irish teammate Ellie McCartney in the final. On to football. The third round of the FAI Cup gets underway tonight. UCD host Derry City at Belfield. Derry are under the guidance of interim boss Mark Connolly, and they face a UCD team managed by Buncranaman Willie O'Connor. Aidan Fitzmaurice, soccer writer at The Independent and Evening Herald, says the pressure is all on the Candy Stripes.
The pressure on Derry going to this game, you've got the James McLean thing, you've got these players knowing that if they lose, they will be facing a very, very tough couple of months, and the next home game for Derry is going to be very difficult if they lose. Europe was disappointment, the league was disappointment. If they fail in the cup, that's possibly career ending Derry wise for some of those players. UCD, Willie O'Connor, I think he'll have a good week. He looking to go out, lads, express yourselves and enjoy yourselves. There's no pressure on them. Pitch isn't great there. It's very, every pitch in the country is dry at the moment. UCD is never the best pitches in the world because of the demands of rugby, so it is very dry. But I think I would like to be, I think Willie O'Connor will look around and say, you know what, lads, we've a chance this year, and for UCD to get into the next round will be a huge achievement. All the pressure's on Derry, it's not on UCD.
That's Aidan Fitzmaurice. Well, elsewhere, Galway United host Bray and Athlone Town travel to Waterford. Those ties are all at 7:45. It's the opening night of the new season in the English Championship. Wolves mark their return to the second tier with the visit of Blackburn to Molyneux. Kick-off there is at 8 o'clock. And in transfer news, Tottenham have agreed a fee of €35 million to sell Jed Spence to Inter Milan. The right back is in Italy for a medical. He was a surprise selection in England's World Cup squad, but he impressed at that tournament. And season ticket holders of the men's national football team here in the Republic have been contacted by the FAI regarding Ireland's behind closed doors fixture with Israel in October. The Nations League game was moved to Serbia due to operational challenges with hosting it at the Aviva Stadium. The association confirmed that Irish supporters will be given the right to an account credit towards a season ticket renewal next year or a full refund. And in golf, the second round of the St Jude Championship is well underway in Tennessee. Shane Lowry had a difficult day. He was 2 over for his round today and sits at 1 over for the tournament. Rory McIlroy teed off a short time ago with work to do as well. He was at 4 over after yesterday's opening round. Sungjae Im is 3 shots clear at the top of the leaderboard on 9 under par. And Anna Foster is in a tie for second place following another impressive round at the Swiss Ladies Open. The Irish golfer finished on 5 under par for the day and is 9 under heading into the weekend. Sweden's Kasa Arvidsson remains in the lead on 12 under par. And that's your sport.
Thank you very much, Dermot. Agus anois an nuacht le Colm Ferreter.
Sheen were mahas a Colm Ferreter in Seala na príomh scéaltaí. Ag díru ar an tríthe mra teag feinu sa gealtacht ta údras na gealtachta agus Empower con an chláir comasú a jolú tar éis an chláir fílata a rachta le trí bliana a nuas. Agus atá an scéim ag glacu le hirat is fwy láhar, tionsgrif sír an aske atá on, agus tá se rachta leg allskol hegnóliachta an Atlanti, an ATU, agus tá se mar aim ag an chláir fintriachta seo. Cair le jaisina da antriha vaninskinaha, agus a féidirachtí farbaha gróa éskú dífa, Clary 3 on 3 jeg banishkin a nuri la parcha glaku iglar pilot a komosu tus one part amshira har ya shartin jeg fui floor sanyolia gnolati hogshe sha jesta ram farcha am a kaihu le kurmi ella augusaganam kerna a gno nua a flannel augusa urbert be yagne a bentlish and clar komosu umliana komosu tus a tajiri ermara a ta ig poncha lua agus Ervi and Lo Gno Saku Arbert Chugus S, Agus Comasu Fwes at Jiri Mra at Amon Gno La Bliangulya Hinus, Agus the Gaholus Egg and Siv Udrus Bonkai E. Tatus Karhilis Fry Session Olus the Takiokti, Agus Jontish at our foil con a Koyu a Yanav he follow us the Geltuk, Tana Session of Raktal Egg Udrus Nageltuk, Agus a go party of the corle con de mayor dus the coardi horse or he follow it to geltuk nua capi Colin McCowarkey Augusta Clark Crinny have fashionish at Carhalikela a raslahi a counter geltuk to her fod natura snamina at a mahroin Augusta Nadati at lahi the Crinny has shin lejev nugo foil. Kellyra har Sharton Irukta Ellen Horry and Sharton Shahogin. Agus Bebem Skelty, Irect Agus Changa and Ellen Be Tarastara Erin Ellen Jikadin Yasha August Be Session Bailegis August Be Session T Ella Ernos Alin the Fweshti August Talan the Lord Agriha Fosta Lahai Nakurchri Eg and Sharton Irecta Ellen Hori Edger Jikadin August Sharton Shahogin Shumma Hodge Eligulair, Slanagus Bannock.
And the weather quite cloudy this evening with just limited sunny spells with a few showers with a light to moderate northwesterly breeze. Mostly cloudy and dry tonight with just the odd light shower about. Lowest temperatures of 10 to 13 degrees with a light northwesterly breeze. Staying mostly dry tomorrow, just a few light showers mainly in the west. Limited sunny spells will develop through the day before cloud thickens again from the west in the evening with some patches of rain and drizzle towards nightfall. Highest temperatures 15 to 20 degrees. Again, coolest near the northwest with a light northwesterly breeze. A look back at today's main stories. New figures from the National Treatment Purchase Fund show the lengths of various waiting lists at Letterkenny University Hospital. The figures, which are correct of July the 30th, cover a number of different waiting lists broken down as monthly figures. Full details of that report can be found on our website, highlandradio.com. Volunteer crews from Lough Swilly RNLI responded to two separate incidents on Wednesday evening. The lifeboat was first launched after a request from Malinhead Coast Guard, after two red flares were spotted in the Port Ronan area southwest of Malinhead. A search found no sign of anyone in difficulty. The crew was then retasked to assist a 28-foot vessel with two people on board southwest of Dunaff Head. The vessel had become disabled after a line fouled its propeller. Although the line was removed, the engine could not be restarted. With daylight fading and the tide ebbing, the lifeboat crew decided the safest option was to tow the vessel to Rathmullen. The tow began shortly after 9 o'clock, with the vessel safely secured at Rathmullen Pontoon at 11:40. The earlier flare sightings were also investigated by Coast Guard crews from Greencastle, with no further concerns found. The IFA is calling for emergency funding to help transport fodder supplies to farmers who need it. The Irish Farmers Association is calling on the Minister for Agriculture to call a meeting of the Fodder Crisis Committee, as the dry spell has stalled grass growth in some parts of the country. There are concerns some livestock farmers will run out of animal feed as they're already using up winter fodder stock. IFA President Francie Gorman visited farms in seven counties yesterday and saw many are running low. And a Donegal woman who contested the 2019 local election has spoken about the difficulty of being a first-time candidate, saying it took a long time for her to recover from the experience. Eimear McGuinness, the MART manager in Donegal Town, contested the Donegal Municipal District for Fianna Fáil. She was eliminated on the eighth count with 631 votes. Speaking on today's Greg Hughes show during a Friday panel discussion on the campaign to have more women elected, Eimear McGuinness said it was particularly difficult trying to get a foothold in a major party. And that's all for the newsroom for now. We'll be back with news again at 7 o'clock. The obituary notices for this Friday evening, August the 14th. The death has taken place of Paul Maguire, 27, Wood Park, Lismonahan, Letterkenny, and formerly of Skeg Cottages, Burt. Reposing at the family home, 27, Wood Park, Lismonahan, today from 7pm until 10pm and tomorrow from 2pm until 9pm, concluding with rosary each night. Family sign please on the morning of the funeral. Funeral Mass on Sunday at 11:30am in the Church of the Irish Martyrs Ballyrain, which can be viewed online at the Church of the Irish Martyrs YouTube channel, followed by burial in Burt Cemetery. Family flowers only please, donations if wished in Paul's memory to the Donegal Hospice, care of Pascal Blake Funeral Directors, Letterkenny. The death has taken place of John Quinn, 33, St John's Park, Granshaw, formerly of Mullamurphy, County Monaghan. John's remains will be reposing at Porter's Funeral Home, Minagori, Buncrana, from 2 o'clock until 4 o'clock and 7 o'clock until 9 o'clock tomorrow and Sunday. Family flowers only, please. Cremation will take place on Monday at 12pm. The death has taken place of Thomas Gerald Laird, Town Parks, Rafow. His remains will repose at his home this evening, which is private to family and close friends only, please. Wake tomorrow at his home from 11am to 11pm. Funeral leaving from his home on Sunday at 1:30pm, going to St Union's Cathedral, Rafow, for 2pm funeral service, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. House private, please, on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of Lorna Laird or Terence McClintock, funeral director. The death has occurred of John J. Doherty, Dunmore, Carrigart, and formerly of Ennis Tymon, County Clare. John's remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral Mass at 11am tomorrow morning in the Church of St John the Baptist, Carrigart, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.